dangerous predators so they could be deported. But one tough Nevada sheriff got it done anyway. Sheriff Joe Lombardo created his own team to investigate dangerous criminals and hand them over to ICE to be deported. There was no sanctuary city in Nevada on his watch. Lombardo led when others might have given up. He's a no-nonsense conservative who's been tested under fire more than once. Joe Lombardo is a leader in a race full of followers and indecisive politicians. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As you can see, a number of candidates and PACs are already up on media spending money. Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. We were talking before the break about the candidate that is not on the ballot but will be reported, and that is the elusive none of the above. How in God's name did we come to something like this where you have none of the above as one of the listings when it comes to election night?
Well, Nevada is very unique in that regard. We're the only state that has that option on the ballot. Now, it's not available for every race. It's only available as an option for statewide races and federal races, like the congressional races. But it will be available for governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general, controller, and treasurer, those five statewide races that'll be on the ballot next year. And it's rare that none of the above has ever won. I think maybe three or four times in our state history where that option came out on top, where people voted none of the above more than they voted for any of the other candidates on the ballot. The most recent being in the 2015 primary, Democrat primary for governor, where none of the above won. And the unfortunate part about that is there's no teeth in that law. It's really just a protest vote. It's a vote of disgust with all of the candidates on the ballot. But whoever then comes in with the next highest vote is the person who gets the nomination. That's something that Assemblywoman Annie Black had tried to fix. She put a bill in this year to put some teeth in none of the above, so that if none of the above won or came in first place, that there would have to be a special election or some other mechanism, and the candidates who were roundly rejected by the voters in favor of none of the above, they wouldn't be allowed to participate in a runoff election or a new election to get a new nominee. But of course, that bill never got a hearing. That's not what the legislators and politicians want. They just as soon get rid of none of the above altogether. But it can drain enough votes away from certain candidates to be the difference between winning and losing in a primary or general election race.
It'd be interesting to see how this plays out as we come to the midterms. More with Chuck Muth. We're going to talk about what's going on in D.C. Nancy Pelosi still wants to put the infrastructure bill to a vote. What are the chances of passage? What about the reconciliation bill? What about the debt ceiling? And does anybody really care about the debt ceiling? We'll find out. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 3:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now, major delays on the 515 westbound at Eastern. Only two lanes available through there. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange there at the Spaghetti Bowl. Again, only two lanes available as a bridge work is completed through there. It's not going to be completed for some time, so get used to that. Also, some heavy volumes on the Beltway, 215 south at Pebble, 215 westbound at the 15 interchange. You're very sluggish as you try to work through there, and you're only averaging about 35 miles per hour as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Slow flows north at Sahara and southbound at Charleston.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Las Vegas trying to make itself a prime destination for neutral site college football games. And now BYU and Notre Dame are going to match up against each other at Allegiant Stadium coming up next season. The two teams are going to play a game there on October 8th. It's going to be a Shamrock Series game for Notre Dame. This is going to be the eighth location that Notre Dame has played one of its home games away from South Bend, Indiana. We've seen BYU want to make Las Vegas a priority for playing some of their games there as well. The Las Vegas Aces now lead their series against Phoenix 1-0 after winning yesterday 96-90. Game 2 tomorrow. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
You're in a race against time, and the days aren't getting any longer. This fall, choose professionally powerful Echo outdoor power equipment to tackle the toughest cleanup jobs. Echo blowers, chainsaws, and string trimmers deliver industry-leading power to handle the tallest tasks in the shortest time. And time is running out. Visit echo-usa.com to learn more and find an Echo dealer near you. Echo. Power on. And on.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get to where you want to go.
For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Ever tried to get through airport security without an ID? Good luck with that, right? Ever filled out your tax return and handed it to a stranger who knocks on your door promising to deliver it to the IRS? Yeah, probably not. But that's exactly what Steve Sisolak has done with our elections by refusing to ask for an ID to vote and signing a law that allows campaign workers to show up at your door and take your ballot. It's called harvesting, and it was a felony until Sisolak changed the law. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, as our next governor, will fight to change all that and to enact laws that make it impossible to steal an election. Sheriff Lombardo spent 30 years defending our rights and keeping us safe. He's exactly the conservative leader we need to shake things up in Carson City. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The number one radio show among none of the above. It's live and local. Good to have you with us. Chuck Muth sticking around, the president of Citizen Outreach. And in our nation's capital, the walls are starting to collapse on Nancy Pelosi and her infrastructure bill, the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. They've scheduled a vote for tomorrow. Don't know if they have the votes. I don't think they have the votes. And there have been people going back and forth from the White House. We'll see what happens there. Chuck, what do you make of this challenge for Nancy Pelosi? She says, I never bring a bill to the floor unless I know I have the votes. She is planning on bringing the bill to the floor tomorrow for a vote. Do you think she has the votes?
Historically, yes, that's the case. I mean, she would not bring the vote forward unless she had the votes, unless there's something else going on behind the scenes that we obviously aren't privy to because it's happening behind closed doors in a smoke-filled room. And it could be that the pressure on her from the far-left Looney Tunes wing of her party, AOC and others, that they've made such a racket and have threatened to create even more chaos if she doesn't bring it to the floor for a vote. Because what they want, and I understand where they're going, the far-left side, they want the other members of the Democrat caucus to be on record. They don't want them to be able to say to one audience, yes, I supported it, and then to another audience, no, I didn't. The only way to know for sure is to actually get a recorded vote. And I actually support that idea. That's what they were elected to do, is to vote on things. So even though it's going to be uncomfortable for the Democrats to vote on something, some of these things, they should be on record as voting for it. Same with Republicans. I know you mentioned before the break, Kevin, we're going to talk about the debt ceiling. You know, Republicans, that was a tough vote for Republicans that was forced upon them. And the way these things work back there is it's a lot of trial balloons are floated up, a lot of rhetoric is spewed in the beginning, but the leadership, again, huddles together, they decide this is what we're going to do. And normally I would say, yes, I would agree, Nancy Pelosi would not be bringing this up if she didn't have the votes. I'll be surprised if she doesn't have the votes, but you know, it could well be that she has no choice because of how out of control the left wing, I mean the far left wing of her party has become.
I want to ask you about the Fed, though, because to me the Fed and the debt ceiling are two subjects that when you mention them to most Americans, their eyes glaze over and it doesn't really impact their life. They don't think it impacts their life. Talking about the debt ceiling, does it impact anybody's life, and does anybody really care one way or another?
Well, it's going to impact a lot of people's lives. Fortunately for you and me, probably not so much us as the younger generation. And when we use the term debt ceiling, that is what helps make people's eyes glaze over. They don't understand what that means. If you compare it to the credit card limit on your Visa or your MasterCard, then people, they get it. Okay, I have a $5,000 credit limit, and if I try to charge something that puts me over that limit, the charge is denied. And that's basically what the debt ceiling is. The federal government is allowed to spend up to X number of dollars, and then that's it. That's your credit limit. You can't go beyond that. And by raising that debt limit, it's the same as raising your credit limit. You reach $5,000, but the credit card company says, well, you know, you've been a pretty good customer. You've always paid on time so far. We're willing to take a risk. We're going to go ahead and raise your credit card limit to $7,500. The problem, again, is that eventually you have to pay that credit card off, and someone's going to have to pay this national debt off. Like I say, it's probably going to end up being the younger generation, the millennials, and this debt is so bad, and they keep kicking this can down the road so long, it's probably going to have to be paid off by people who aren't even born yet. They're the ones who are going to be bearing the brunt of this debt that we're piling up at their expense right now.
That's amazing. And we're getting ready to add even more debt through the infrastructure bills and the Build Back Better bill, the human infrastructure bill. We're looking to add more debt. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. And it probably should be criminal. And if I were to, you know, I'm very hesitant to be critical of Donald Trump because most of his policies were all right, and he clearly knew more about what was going on in D.C. inside the Beltway than those of us out here in the heartland knew. But he had the ability and the strength to tackle this issue where very few, if any, candidates out there are willing to talk about the spending side and the debt side. And I think the president could have laid down a marker and said, no, if you send me another bill that exceeds this amount of money without a plan to pay it down, then I'm not going to sign the bill and you're going to have to override my veto. And I hope that if he does decide to run again in 2024, and in my opinion, I think he is going to run again, I hope he does make that a key part of his platform, because it is absolutely critical. We do have to address it. We can't keep ignoring it. Eventually, we're going to have higher debt than we're able to pay back, even with the unborn generation.
I got to ask you, because we've talked about it before. You began in Pahrump with your first boot camp for consultants and candidates. You brought it home to Las Vegas. Where are you in the schedule now?
Let me first start. If anyone's interested in attending these, if you go to campaigndoctor.com and click on the boot camp link, you'll find the whole list of everything that's coming up. What it is, it's basically a two-hour workshop every Wednesday night for 8 weeks on different topics. Tonight's topic, and I know most people probably would hate this, but when I was a teenager, my first job, of course, when you're 18, you know it all. We all know You know, at all. So I went to my boss, and I kept saying, you know, boss, we should do this, and you know, boss, we should change that. And eventually he got tired of it, and he said, Chuck, look, if you can't put your ideas down in writing, you haven't thought them all the way through. Write it up and send it to me, and then I'll take a look at it. And really, that was excellent advice for me back then, and it's even more important for candidates today. You can't run a credible campaign without a written campaign plan, but most candidates have never even seen one, let alone know what to put in one, and that's what we're going to be tackling tonight. It'll be at the Ahern Hotel, starting at 6 o'clock up on the second floor. Again, it's free. You're welcome. Anybody's welcome to come in and join us, but we're going to really go through step-by-step all of the elements of a written campaign plan, your strategy, your tactics, your budget, your fundraising. All of that will be addressed in your campaign plan, which is really, really important. It's like a map. If you don't have a map and you just get in your car and start driving hoping to get to Poughkeepsie, New York, without a map to guide you there, Lord knows where you're going to end up. Geez, you could end up in Chicago or Dallas and not even know that's where you ended up.
And by the way, the price tag for this 2 hours of knowledge
is absolutely free. If you want to bring the teacher an apple, I'm not big on apples, but, you know, bring me a fifth of coconut rum and I'll be a happy camper.
There you go. Hey, you guys have fun tonight, okay, Chuck?
Thanks, Kevin. You have a great one.
We'll talk to you again this week. I love visiting with Chuck Muth. Check it out, the president of Citizen Outreach, and just check out Muth's Truths. It's absolutely amazing, and I learn something every week, and sometimes twice and three times a week. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, then make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. While I was watching the Raiders home opener, it hit me like a ton of bricks. In a packed sports bar, I actually heard conversations at our table. I could hear conversations at other nearby tables. Now, for years, I couldn't make out conversations in crowded bars. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear
but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 1st and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2022 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you're already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming next year. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. Call now to pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. You can also text calendar to 702-410-8020 to receive a link and schedule your appointment.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. So good to have gentleman Jim Dallas on the other side of the glass. And big news surrounding Britney Spears. And I'm not a legal expert when it comes to conservatorships or anything like that. But I get the sense just from the media reporting around the country that Britney Spears will like what this judge has done today.
Yeah, I think so. This has been going on for a few months now. Remember, it was back in June when Britney first said, hey, I want out of this 13-year conservatorship. And then in July, her father, who was in control of that conservatorship, Jamie Spears, he basically said, okay, I'll back off, but I want $2 million for everything that I've done. And, of course, Britney and her lawyer said, no, that's a non-starter. That's not going to happen. So what has happened here is Spears said, okay, I tried. The elder, Jamie, he goes back and says, okay, I'll just let her have her life back. And it looks like what happened today will allow her to do that. But the story doesn't stop there, Kevin, because now there's a string of documentaries about the case and the At Free Britney movement, which was big on Twitter for a while. So the New York Times, FX, and Hulu has launched follow-up documentaries. One is called Framing Britney Spears. That's a film from earlier this year. There was another one called Controlling Britney Spears. And Netflix on Tuesday released their own documentary about that case. And it's called Britney versus Spears. So,
oh my God!
This is going to go on and on apparently. But the good news, it looks like she's getting control of her life back. And the way I read this, it doesn't sound like the $2 million to her father is going to happen. At least that's the way I interpret things now. So, congratulations. We hope that she comes back and does her thing at one of the local casinos here in Las Vegas.
Another Britney Spears residency would be really cool. She apparently enjoyed what she did here.
And she was good at it, too. It's perfect for somebody like her. She's got a following, and she can just be like one of us, clock in every day.
I just absolutely love it. And by the way, there's a part of this conservatorship is the suggestion that maybe she's not all there, that she has some mental problems or something. But I'm not sure that anybody's ever proven that.
I don't think they have. I think the reason, quite possibly, that she shaved her head, remember when that was going on, There was rumors flying around that maybe that was because it's a way for her to avoid a hair test, you know, a drug test, which through the hair, which is much more accurate than if you, you know, just urinate in a cup somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Again, I've never been sure about her. She's kind of like a latter-day Madonna in that she's been a trailblazer in a lot of different areas. But, hey, we'll continue to follow the story. And Gentleman Jim, of course, will be on top of this throughout. But it is funny that in watching the cable news stuff, there's a huge crowd in L.A. That's camped out, you know, waiting for results and things like that of this court hearing. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed, especially during the COVID crisis. Our current governor closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. He prevented the use of safe and low-cost therapeutic drugs. How can I know this? I am an experienced trauma surgeon living in Douglas County. I am an MD, a medical doctor. I understand the importance of reaching medical decisions based solely on an unbiased and ethical evaluation of all data. So please, tell your friends and neighbors that we'll have to make our own hope. I will end the damaging economic policies and extreme control tactics enforced by irresponsible politicians. Learn more anytime and join us at simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Get the stories and scores that matter to you on the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions, where you can save up to 50% on your health insurance premiums. The KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, one thing we do know, and we'll let you hear it via no less than Sean Hannity in just a bit. The president has apparently lied. A couple of the generals that testified yesterday and again today all say the same thing, that they did advocate for 2,500 troops in Afghanistan right up to the end. And for some unexplained reason, the president is clinging to his version of the story, which is, I don't recall ever hearing that. Adam Laxalt issued a statement today as kind of a reaction to the president ignoring the advice of top military generals that would have kept Americans safe. Then he lied about it. This was the statement from Adam Laxalt, quote, Joe Biden offers us nothing but lies and when American lives are at stake. Just like he lied when he promised to get every American out of Afghanistan, he's now being caught lying about ignoring the Council of Military Leaders.